A teenage boy in Germany is believed to be the world's youngest sex change patient. Born as Tim, he or she is now known as Kim, having undergone hormone treatment since the age of 12. Under German law, Kim's parents had to agree to the procedure, and this they did, having decided that her protestations that she felt like a girl trapped in a boy's body were well-founded. Kim, who's now 14, will have to wait until she's 18 for the final surgical stage of the process. But what is the right age to allow a person to start such a major procedure as a sex change? Are young teenagers too young to know what they really need? Christine Burns is a transsexual woman who campaigns for transsexual education. Is someone of 12 years old enough to know that he wants to be a she?
I think they're well on the way, Pax.
Right. Well, what age were you when you realised that you wanted to be a she?
For most transsexual people, they will say that as young as 4 or 5 years old, they're aware of the fact that they're different, and they're aware of the fact that they would like to be, in my case, a girl, or in the opposite case, a boy. I'm 53, so in my day, one kept quiet about it and wasn't able to express that. And because of that burying, it was much later in my life that I finally was able to do that. But because we're a lot more open these days, I think we're seeing more and more children begin to express, or perhaps it's adults actually spotting the fact that there's something about their child that ought to be listened to.
And would you argue that you struggled for a lot longer than you need have done, having, as you say, realised that something was, quotes, wrong, as early as 4 or 5?
Undoubtedly. I think one has to be careful in this area, though, because not all children who express gender-variant behaviour or wishes actually grow up to be transsexual. So you do have to be cautious, but the approach that we favour in the UK is to buy as much time as possible whilst not allowing anything irrevocable to take place for the child in terms of what would otherwise happen normally because of puberty. The worst possible outcome for any transgender child is for them to go through the normal puberty of the physical sex in which they were born, because the changes that will result from that are largely irreversible, and the child as an adult is then going to have to live with the effects of that for the rest of their life.
On the other hand, isn't it entirely right to buy as much time, I think was the phrase you used, as possible, in case, you know, minds change?
That's right. So the way in which sensible therapists attempt to do that is by stages. And the first stage is to, all you need to do is to prescribe drugs which will block the action of normal hormones. And that's a perfectly safe thing to do. And that allows the child to go a little bit further into their teenage years and actually socialise and understand what it is that they really want to do. But in the UK, in any case, we recognise the ability of children to have a big say in their medical treatment. After the age of 16, a child can give their own consent to undergoing medical treatments. Even before the age of 16, though, it's possible for the child's wishes to be taken over and above those of the parents.
Yeah, you mentioned parental consent. That's clearly a problem here, in that for major medical procedures, young people in many countries will need parental consent. And in a lot of cases, it's going to be very hard for a young person to go up to a parent and say, look, actually, I don't want to be a boy, I want to be a girl, or I don't want to be a girl, I want to be a boy.
It's an extremely difficult thing to say. Going back to my own experience, you don't have to be told that the world is going to react very strongly if you were to express those sorts of desires. But I think then we should actually take heed of the fact that when children do that, this is very serious to them. It's not something trivial. It's not a whim. It's not something that they just fancy doing just to cause trouble for everybody else. It's because it's really deeply felt inside, something that goes to the core of their being.
But how young would be too young? In a word, what would be the age below which you would say that there should be no intervention, no hormones used, certainly no surgery or whatever?
As I say, we don't talk about hormones straight away anyway. We talk about blocking the action of existing hormones. Children as young as 5 or 6 have been allowed to at least express their identity, to dress in the clothes that are appropriate to being perceived by other people as a member of the gender that they perceive themselves to be.
Christine Burns, who campaigns for the rights of transsexuals. Your thoughts on that would be welcomed here. You can email newshour@bbc.co.uk.